Blog Talk Radio. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to another session of the Healing Fountain Show. It's a healing fountain, so you don't even need to get wet. And this is Jan Christie from the United Kingdom, and hosting the show with me is Gary Moore from the USA. Are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, Jen. Hello, everyone.
Hiya.
And we have a wonderful guest, Laura Dial. She's on, going to be on with us in a little bit. And what's that? We don't need to get wet? Is that what you said about the healing fountain?
It's a fountain, You don't need to get wet. And Laura Dial has got the most inspirational story. She's been through more trials in her lifetime than most of us will ever see. And so she really understands how suffering can affect people, and whether at the emotional, physical, or psychological, or even financial level, and because she's been there, so she's got loads of good advice for us. And she's from Blog Talk Radio's Ask Laura Dial, and she will be taking callers later on. She's a medium and a spiritual artist and author as well, internationally. So I'm really looking forward to speaking to Laura Dial.
So am I.
Yeah, so are you all right, Gary?
I am perfect, and so are you.
Oh, well, I've had so many people emailing me to say that they're really depressed and they don't know what's happening to them and they're going through this, that, and the other. And I said, well, you're really in tune with Mother Nature, so it's not surprising. I mean, she's going through earthquakes and tsunamis and who knows what. So it's only natural that we're picking up on Mother Nature's trials that she's going through as well. So, you know, if you're going through that as well, you know, at least you can understand the reason why. But also, I've had people emailing me to say that they're frightened of feeling emotions. And so that actually inspired a song which I wrote the other week and managed to get recorded. So I'll play that in a minute if you like. But
lovely.
Oh, well, hopefully that will help. It helped me, I think, anyway, because I channeled it. I didn't actually write it. Okay, well, shall I give it a spin before we bring Lord Dial on?
Let's give it a spin. Let's take it on the freeway and give it a spin.
Oh, here we go then.
Okay.
Some of you weren't dancing because I could see you in the chat room.
Jen Christie, that was good.
Oh, thank you.
What a nice song. It's quite bouncy and quite lovely and well recorded and well mixed.
Thanks.
I'm impressed. That was quite lovely.
Thank you. I wanted it to be uplifting. Because there's enough, thank you, there's enough sort of, not bad energies, but there's enough things to depress us in this world, so... But
yes, sir. Yeah, there's plenty of that going around. Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're going to bash straight on with this part of the show because we would like Lord Dial to take some calls in a little while. But we're going to ask the people in the chat room to load the link. Have you got the link there, please, Gary?
The link to the video, I do.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Good.
I just placed it in the chat room, and we just need to get everyone to click the link and pull up the player. And when you've done that, pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us all know that you're ready. And we'll cue you at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, because but you can put your hopes up if you've got it. If you've got your players paused, ready to watch it after we bring our special guest on, and she really
And this is a Laura Dial video, letting go of stress.
Yes, it is. But she's going to speak first about what she's going to share with us, and then we'll play the video in a little while. So are you there, Laura Dial?
Yes, I am.
Hiya.
Hello.
Where are you calling
how
from?
How are you?
All right. So where are you from,
universe.
Laura Dial? Sorry?
I'm from the universe. The universe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. That just about covers everywhere, doesn't it?
Yes.
No
that's
boundaries
how I feel
here.
We already have some common ground.
Exactly. I am so thrilled to be here, and it's such an honor to be with both of you and with everyone that's here, all the listeners and everyone that will come later and listen. I mean, I'm really, really blessed to be able to do this and to be here and to be a part of everything that's happening. Thank you.
Oh, we're blessed to have you. Is there any way you could get a little bit nearer to your mic? Because someone's saying that they can't hear you very well. So if you could get a little bit closer to your mic. Oh, that's better.
It's about as close as it gets. Oh, it
that's
is? Okay,
good.
Great.
Mm.
Great.
So you've got some wonderful things to share, and you've got a really inspirational story, which I read. And would you like to tell us a bit about that, or tell us about what you're going to speak about?
Well, it sort of ties in together, because when you first invited me to be a guest, I was, oh, sure, would you like me to do healing or readings or channeling or chanting? And I went on, and you said, no, I would like you to tell me, to tell everybody about yourself. And I was taken aback a little bit. I said, about myself, whoa, I'm not used to doing that. Usually when I do my own program, I just say to care to know more about me, go to my website, which is celestial-energies.com, and you'll learn more about me. And then I just go into whatever I'm led by spirit. As some of you know, I am led by spirit, and I stay in the flow of where spirit guides me. So as I speak to you today, it comes from my heart. I haven't rehearsed it. I haven't written it out. I did think about, oh, what will I say? And spirit said, just relax. Do not be concerned. Everything that you say will be right. So I speak to each of you, male or female, because I am absolutely positive that whatever comes out, in some way or another, you will see yourself and you will find a bit of me in you, because we are all in each other. We are all a part of a greater power, a greater source, a greater divine that makes up oneness. We are one. A little about me, and this is going to be also taken in what we're going to be doing today, reclaiming your true identity. And just before we started with the program, Spirit said, reclaiming your true identity is not about the physical, but it's about the spiritual, even before we came here. To reclaim who you are, not who your parents told you who you were, or your teacher, or your neighbor, or your coworker, or your spouse, or your lover, or your friend, and on and on. That's not who you are. And when I go into the meditation, it's a guided meditation, I'm going to take you inward to where you will tap into your truest self, your being, your higher self. I have been knocking on that door and finally got through the door. And when I came here to Earth, I knew from the time that I can remember that things just weren't right. There was something different. Even though I was told a certain name, and I was told that I was a child and then a girl, and that I was supposed to do X, Y, and Z, I always questioned it. I was raised as a Baptist, and I always questioned that. when we talk about childhood, when we talk about dysfunctional families, that would take me another 3 to 7 days to go into dysfunctional families. I am a mother of four and a single parent, divorced when I was carrying my youngest child. So those of you that have been through a divorce and that have had children and had to raise them by yourself or with the assistance, my mother, my dear, dear mother, who has transferred over, she was not just a mother but a great friend to me. And it was a difficult, difficult time for me. I persevered, and to the point where I became a nurse and just so many things. I'm getting a little caught up in it myself, to where I'm going to cut through all of that and to where I lost her and I had to get through that. It actually took me 3 years. So when people tell you sometimes you can get over something in a week or a year, there is no time frame. It should be your time frame, how long it takes you to get over something. So please remember that. But then in that process, I started getting back on my feet. My children were doing well. I had two in college, one in high school, and one in grammar. And I thought I had finally put misery behind me after going through a lot of different things, not just on the physical but the financial. And then I ended up in a terrible car accident. And that ended up robbing me of my career. And I say robbing me with a question because now it's not a rob anymore. It brought me to where I am now. But what happened when the accident took place, I, to make a long story short, went through many, many surgeries. The first year I was in bed and my children had to take care of me. So instead of me becoming a parent, they became my parent. I mean, they literally had to care for me. They had to turn me, feed me, bathe me, everything. And I spent 5 years in a wheelchair, unable to do anything. I mean, the mere touch of a hand would send pain through my body because my nerves were just raw. They had removed the lamina from around my spinal cord, so I could feel anything and everything, so I couldn't even move from room to room. So being a registered nurse, taking care of critical patients, I became the critical patient on the other side. So I have been on both sides. And then finally the doctors gave up on me, and I said, no, this is not the end. And I turned to God, and I said, okay, God, it's time for you to get busy. It's time for you to do what man says they cannot. And this is why this is so relevant to reclaiming your true identity, because all the way up until this part, I had only been going through the motions, only been accepting what was thrown at me and fighting back and getting back on my feet just to be knocked down again. I mean, I lost a child in the childbirth, and I went through septicemia. I was supposed to die then, and I fought through that. There's so many things. And then when I was in a wheelchair, my home, I lost my home. It went up in, flames. And then the doctor's going to turn around and tell me that I'm supposed to get used to living in a wheelchair. And I said, no, I don't think so. And besides, my children would tell me, Mommy, they needed me, even though I couldn't understand at that point how and why. But they convinced me that they needed me. There was a time when I was in the critical care and I had prayed for God to take me on. I said I didn't want to come back. The pain was so, so excruciating. And when I woke up, I saw my children standing around the bed, and I started crying. And they said, Mommy, why are you crying? And I said, because I'm still here. And I'll never forget the day that they all looked at me and they said, well, Mommy, we were praying for you to come back. So there was just one of you, and there was all of us. And they loved me so deeply, so dearly, that they brought me back from where I had wanted to go. and apparently it wasn't time for me anyway. And now I'm realizing that. So during the time in the wheelchair, my higher power, my higher source, the angels and the archangels and all that is assisted me in just regaining who I was, because I had lost even myself. So I had that time to go within and to find who I was. And that me, who I had lost, was the me that had been suppressed as a child, because I was considered weird and strange, because now they call the children indigo children. So at that time, I wasn't considered an indigo child, but now I say I was an indigo adult. And I came out of the closet. And also at that point, I had my children and God. That was it. Everybody else had walked away, had got tired, you know, after you've been sick for a while and debilitated and can't do anything and you're of no use. People start walking away, you know. They have their own lives to lead. And that's when I went deeper and deeper, because I knew I had to do something, because my children were there saying, "Mommy, we love you. We believe in you. You can do it." So God had me write a book called Words for the Soul. And the book is about teaching each of you that everything you go through is a lesson. It may be a painful lesson, maybe a good lesson, but trust me, you'll experience both. And it's to teach you what you need to know and what you came here to learn. And what I have also discovered, that each of us came here for a reason, and the reason that we chose to come here. Believe it or not, we actually chose it. And sometimes, even today, I'll say to myself, I must have been crazy for choosing all the lessons I've been through. But we chose to come, and we chose the lessons that we are living, learning, and experiencing. So now, to make it even shorter, I'm up, I'm about, I'm traveling, I'm a grandmother. My children, especially Deshaun, Shaolin, and Barbara Lee, I mean, I can't even begin to thank them enough, because they have been there for me mentally, physically, spiritually, and then some. And that's where the book Words for the Soul steps in, because I know everybody does not have children like I have. And they're my angels here on earth. So I guess I put that in because I knew it was going to be rough and I knew I needed some help. So I put that in for them to be here to assist me. And that they have done without a doubt. So I am a registered nurse. I'm a minister. I'm certified in over, 20 different things. I'm a Reiki master. I'm certified reconnector. I do Shambhala. I do energy healing, energy reading. And I could go on and on and on. But these are only labels. It's not me. They're only labels. And at one point I asked God, I said, why do I have to keep doing this stuff? Because every time I start doing something, I said, I know this. And he said, because man has been taught that if they don't see it and if you don't have a piece of paper, they don't believe it. So you have, you know, the paper to show. And the experiences I've gone through is so that when I talk to each of you, I'm not just saying I understand from a book or just saying it just for you to hear. I'm saying it because I've been there. And I do understand and know.
Wow. That's a story, isn't it? Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
I hope we don't all have to go through that to find our true identities. Good grief. You did have to go through.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What an inspirational story. And to still be smiling and laughing at the end of it. That's truly amazing. But anyway, and Lodile is also a chanter, and on this video that we're going to watch now, she's got a lovely voice. She's chanting on that. So would you like to click on the link, and we'll do the countdown, shall we?
Okay, and I'll put it in the chat room one last time.
Okay.
I just pasted it a moment ago, and I'll do it again just for good measure.
Okay, don't press play till I tell you. All right, so we'll go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Nature at its best. The water, the trees, hearing the birds chirp, feeling the wind blow. Hi, I'm Lord Dial. It's recording.
This video is to introduce you into some of the energy work that I do. I am a spiritualist. I am an indigo adult. I am a messenger and healer for humanity. Today, I'm going to channel and chant energy to assist you in relieving stress and tension that your mind, your body, and your soul is holding on to. You will feel a sense of ease and rest and comfort, peace of mind, and comfort for the body and the soul. So I invite you to sit back or lie back, close your eyes, and open your heart to receive these energies that are channeled through me to you.
Right now, it's time to light our candles. And we'll make a ceremony out of lighting the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also because fire is a very powerful tool, which when we use focused intent and prayer, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and to the nature wave, anyone who needs it. So I've lit my candle, and I've also lit the incense, which purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we'll do right now. Please, could we ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael? Please bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Uriel, please be with us to bring your love and upliftment now. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Gabriel, please bring your love and wisdom now. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, please bring your love and healing now. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, please help us and assist us to send out the healing. Also, we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Sananda energy, Sananda Jiva, and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. Divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. We ask them to close around our circle of love, light and healing, and assist us, our guardian angels, and our guide and inspirers to send out the healing to anywhere it's needed. Thank you. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, And as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
As you continue to receive these divine energies, I ask you to go with me on a journey to reclaiming your true identity. Take a deep breath from the bottom of your stomach, which is your foundation, bringing it up slowly, 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 all the way up to your crown chakra, which is right above your head. And then blowing out slowly, listening to the sound of your breath, feeling the energy of your soul. Again, as we take another deep breath, I want you to feel or envision the divine crystalline energies flowing down through your crown chakra. And when you blow out, they will be released through your feet. And you will envision roots coming out of your feet, going into the core of Mother Earth. As you let go all negative energy and all blockages, breathe. Blow out slowly through the nose, allowing the crystalline energy to flow through your body, washing, cleansing, purifying, all the way down to your feet, out through the roots, and into the core of Mother Earth. You're feeling more relaxed. Less pain, whether it be mental or physical. You're feeling lighter. Take another deep breath. Breathe in all the way up to the crown chakra and beyond. And slowly releasing, allowing all that is of the greater source of divinity to flow in through your body, your mind, your soul, your shoulders relaxing, your body getting lighter, and all the negative energy and blockages that remain are now taken out through the feet. Good. Through the roots, as Mother Earth welcomes them and takes them into the core of her being. And you are filled with love and light. And as you are filled with love and light, go into your inner being, your inner core. Right in the center of your chest, slightly below your heart, but over towards the center. Feel a space. Place your hand and feel the beating of your heart. Feel it and listen to the messages that it gives you, that it sings to you. Feel the love, the peace, the knowing of being who you are. You, my dear child, my dear loved one, you are a child of a divine source, a divine being, a higher power. You are all that you need. Listen to your voice, not to the voices of others, but listen to your voice. You have a voice. You have a soul. The body is just for you to experience. Experience life as a human, and experience lessons that will make you better as long as you allow them to do that. Be open to all that is. Be open to who you are. Embrace your beautiful and wonderful light and know that you are the greatest special being that could have ever existed. That you and only you can make the difference that you want in your life.
Thank you.
right now it's time to close our chakras. Thank you for that beautiful meditation, Lord Dial. Absolutely beautiful. To close the chakras, we go to the top of the head, pretending we have doors. Close the crown chakra. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus. Down to the navel chakra, closing those doors. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. Then down to the feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded, securely connected to Mother Earth while we're physical beings on this earth. Bring the light back up to the crown chakra, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid. Thank you, Archangel Michael. He's sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping us safe and protected till next time we meditate, or until next time we meet. And thank you to all the angelic realm for being with us. Hope that they're in the archives for people listening in later. Thank you. That was an absolutely beautiful meditation. Thank you very much, Lord Dial. As I said, Lord Dial does take callers. So if anyone wants to call in, we're just going to play a song while you do that. But the number to call in is 646-929-0461. That's 646-929-0461. And the track we're going to play now is a new one by a Gold Ring member, Ameya, and it's called Adishakti Rip Neural. Sorry, Adishakti Trip Neural. And the lady singing this has a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
by Amaya, a gold ring member. Beautiful,
that's
wasn't
powerful
it?
Powerful stuff. Yes, just beautiful. I love her work.
I needed that to just come back down to earth.
Well, yeah. Lord Dial, before we go to directly to the callers, would you say your website for all the listeners in the archive?
Oh, of course. Have you posted the iTunes?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, awesome. Because even though I'm on blogtalkradio.com/ask-LordDial, everything is forwarded to iTunes, so if you have a podcast or anything, you can go to iTunes. And right now there's like 89 different programs. And they're not all done by me. They're done by various people that come on to my program. John Lucas is one of them. Then I had one that works with animals. I have a an angel reader that really knows angels. Later this week, I have one working on cellular energy. I just have a host of different people to help you wherever you are and with whatever you're dealing with. And then I have things that I've done, the Spirit has guided me to do, such as work on stress, work on depression, work on anger, work on letting go. I've even done a celestial lullaby for when you have a hard time getting to sleep. So there's numerous different things, and even one on children, one on cancer, many, many different things you can go to and find.
Okay, and you also have another a regular website, right?
Yes, I do, and that is www.celestial-energies.com. celestial-energies.com. And
right.
I also have a blog talk on there, and, you know, I do a lot of different things, and I'm an artist, so my art actually gives energy to wherever you are and will give you messages, and even healing is really amazing. I mean, it comes through me, but I'm still amazed at it, and some of that's on there also.
Wonderful. Amazing.
Brilliant.
Well,
let the callers on, aren't we, quick, because we haven't got that much time.
And again, I'd like to encourage callers to call in if you have any questions for Lord Dial. And the number is 646-929-0461. And without much further ado, because we already have some callers waiting, are you ready to take the first caller?
I sure am. And to give everybody a chance, an opportunity to ask a question, I'm just going to ask everybody to ask one question. It's not a general reading, just one question.
Okay.
And all you have to do is give me your first name, and I just, Spirit comes through, tells me what's what, and I feel your energy, and I can actually feel everything that's going on with you. So all you have to do is give your first name.
Okay. And for those who call in and wish to speak to Lord Dial, go ahead and press 1, so that raises the hand on the key on the switchboard, so it lets us know that you do wish to speak. Or if you're calling in just to listen, do not press 1. But if you want to talk, press the 1 on the keyboard, and we'll know that at this end. Well, we have the first caller. It's a 732 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. 732, you're on air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Carolyn, and I'm calling from New Jersey. Hi, Lord Dial.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I am crying, of emotional. This is so beautiful.
That's good. That's a releasing, a cleansing. That's very good. Let it out.
Okay.
I wish more people would do that. Just allow it to flow, because it cleanses you. Things that you have been holding in, and I'm getting a little knot in my heart. So you have been holding in quite a bit. So you need to release and let it go. Let it out. The past is behind you. It's time for you to move forward. And Spirit is agreeing, saying, yes, you need to move forward. Stop thinking about it, but doing it. You've been thinking too much about it, they're telling me.
Yes.
You need to get into action and start moving forward. That's what all you do is say your name and spirit takes in. And then I'm just telling you what they tell me. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't make it up, and I won't add to it. I will just let you know exactly what's coming through.
Oh, I thank you so much.
It's an honor.
You have a lovely evening, and I thank you for coming on
and
the
you
air.
And you know that you're loved, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that you are loved.
Yes.
You are. Give yourself a big hug. You are loved. Don't ever doubt that.
Oh.
Don't ever doubt it.
I thank you, and I quite admire you.
Thank you.
You know, for everything you've gone through, and you're such a beautiful soul. Many blessings.
Thank you
for
so much.
Everybody
Thank
that's
you.
Listening. Love and peace for everybody that's listening. And I'm going to cry some more.
Love to you.
You are loved beyond anything you can imagine.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Good evening. I'll let you speak to the other people that are dying,
okay.
dying to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'll just go ahead and mute you if you want to just stay on and listen.
Yes.
Or that's fine, too. Okay. We'll go ahead and mute you there, Carolyn. Thank you for calling in. And we have another caller. It's a Skype caller, and I'm not sure, they don't have their hand up, but I'm going to open their mic anyway. And Skype caller, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Okis. I'm calling
Okis.
From heaven.
Hi, how are you?
I am very grateful. Wonderful. Thankful.
High
how
energy.
Are you all?
You have very high energy. You have very high energy. As soon as you said your name, the energy went all the way from my foundation through the crown chakra, whirling around. You love life. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. It's a
yes.
pleasure to be with you. With you today. I really didn't have a question, but since he opened my mic, I said
yes.
I would respond. And I just want to say to you, Lord Iel, that I have enjoyed watching you and listening to you grow on VR and having no idea of the journey that you had gone through, because there's always a smile upon your face and your words. And you are.
I know. I don't talk about myself.
You are a remarkable being, and I just thank you. And I thank you for the words that you gave me about my energy, because it's my Earth Day today. Yay! And
that's because you're just whirling around, and I just see it's just so full of life, and it feels good. I like it. Thank you. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Letting me experience it. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. That was such a beautiful comment. She's actually been following me and seeing my growth. That's awesome. Wow.
Wow. What was that? Very awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yes.
Hmm.
Well, we have a 413 caller, 413 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. And 413, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Robin. I'm calling from Northampton, Massachusetts.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm actually really good. I feel really good. I feel really, even though it's raining here, days and days, I feel wonderful and happy.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm feeling your energy. I'm tuning in, and there's like a little rocking motion in your foundation. You do feel good, but you're not as grounded or as solid as you would like to be.
Well, I'm not surprised that you picked up that. Should I ask a question, or do you? Well,
probably
the reason you're picking up on that is because I don't have a solid place that I live. I travel around, and I go around and I actually do healing work myself, but I stay in all these different people's houses and take care of their animals and things like this, and for barter, and so I keep traveling, so I'm not that grounded in that I don't actually have my own home, my own apartment.
No, it's not the physical aspect. I wasn't referring to home because I'm not settled into one particular area myself. That's why when people ask where am I from, I say the universe. But you, especially as a healer, you need to do more grounding work. And then when you do your healing, do a cleansing and purification on yourself to cleanse out the energies that you bring through and clean out for others, okay? And then ground yourself more into Mother Earth, connecting more to the core. And because you are a healer, you are open to all that is in the higher sources and the realms and above and beyond. But you also need to just ground more. That's why there was this rocking, because you're connected, but you're not firmly grounded, and that would make you more powerful.
What kind of grounding exercise do you think I would do? Because I have different ones I do, but I maybe they're not like the best ones.
Similar to the one that I did today with the roots coming out of you, going to the core of Mother Earth, because the more you do this, the larger the roots will get, and they will become one with the core of Mother Earth, and then you will really be grounded.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Does it resonate with you, though?
What's that?
Does it resonate with you if you think about it? Can you feel it?
Yeah, because, you know, I actually, what I do to ground, I came to Massachusetts to plant flowers because actually to getting my hands in the earth itself, I needed to do. So sometimes it seems like it needs to be like a physical thing rather than just an imagery. You know, like actually feeling my feet on the ground or having clay in my hand or something like that.
You know what? That's what you need to do when your feet are on the ground. Because normally I ask people to take off their shoes and socks.
Yeah,
but,
my shoes and socks are off.
Right. When your feet are on the ground, actually see, and then you'll start to feel the roots just going that down to the core of Mother Earth. And your healing will just explode.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless.
All right. Well, bless you. Bye-bye.
Keep in touch.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Robin, and we'll go ahead and mute you if you want to stay on the line to listen. And
no,
we'll go on to the next.
Great advice for everyone.
Yes. And we have 9 minutes left. I have two Skype callers. We'll go ahead and open the mic on the first Skype caller. Skype caller, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from? I don't know if they called in just to listen or not. I don't see a hand in the switchboard.
Say hi to me. Say hello.
Say hello to Lord Dial. We'll go ahead and unmute the second Skype caller. And second Skype caller, you're on air.
What a shy one.
Oh, is that me?
That's got to be you. Who is me?
Okay. Yeah, Givonda, I called in because my browser froze. Yeah, hello. My browser froze. So I called in to continue listening, and I really enjoyed Lord Isle's meditation. That is what I wanted to say. It's
thank
beautiful.
You. Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Have you a question, Givonda? Givonda, have
no,
you got
I
a
don't.
Question for Lord Isle?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh.
we'll
I
make up
for
it. Just
oh, God. Leave her alone.
Make up for it.
Leave her alone. She's fine.
I love to tease Giovanna.
So if she has any message from me, I'm happy to listen. But I did not call in to ask a question, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, the feeling that I get from your energy is peace. Just peace, be still. That's the message that came through. Peace, be still. So just breathe. And as you blow out, allow your body to relax and allow peace to come in. Mm-hmm. And everything else out. Just peace. Peace.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Be still. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Oh, that's lovely.
Namaste.
Thank you, Giovanna. Thanks for putting up with my teasing.
I always have to do that, Gary.
I know.
Don't we all? Men.
You have got them all under control.
It's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Anyway.
Did we lose a call, Gary?
Well, that's it for the callers, and we've got about 6 minutes left in the show.
Well, I really enjoyed being here with both of you and with everyone else. I really had a fantastic time. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank
you.
Thank
you so much, Laura.
Yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant. And next week, we have a friend of yours, don't we, Gary? Is it Mara?
Yes, we do.
Baldomino?
Mara Baldomino. And,
yes.
And, yes, she will be on. And she is a healer of many modalities and a channeler of the Council of Seven and a very, very dear friend of mine, personal friend of mine. She actually was my very first Blog Talk Radio friend. And it was because of Mara that I came onto Blog Talk Radio when I made the decision to come back on the radio. And the first Blog Talk Radio show I tuned into was her show. And anyway, to make a long story short, I listened to the show and I said, I could so do this.
Aww, and you can.
And she's been a dear, dear, dear friend of mine all along. And we're coming up on our third year with Blog Talk Radio, so it's been 3 years. And you know, we've got some history together. She's a dear friend and quite an amazing healer in her own right.
Brilliant. And will she take callers, Gary? Will she be taking
callers? I'm not sure exactly. I will let you know, and we will let everyone know on air probably during the show next time. I'm not sure exactly.
Right. Okay, well, as long as we find out next week, hope you'll join us next week, and thank you for being here tonight, today, to co-create the wonderful energies, because it is a co-creation of all our energies that makes the show a success or not, and there's been some wonderful energy in the chat room, and even on the airwaves, there's been wonderful energies coming back to us, and because this is a live show, all the healing energies are going out to you live as we speak. And even in the archives later on, the healing energies which are live now are coming out to you. So,
of course.
You know. Mm. So thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Jen. And thank you again, Lord Dial.
Thank you.
And we're going to play out with a nice uplifting song called Dare to Dream by Oriflame. So thank you very much, everyone. I love you.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Just to leave, you can make. Like